Hello everyone and welcome to my Thai wife podcast. I'm Mike and sadly I'm still doing this without my lovely wife Sunari. And also I'm doing this without Lada. And I thought you guys deserve some update or something. And because actually I got few emails from you guys and some of them really, really touched me. One in particular by Mandy. Hey, Mandy. So, I want to tell you that me and Lada decided that we are not going to do this podcast together anymore. She have her own stuff that she needs to sort out right now. And actually we did record like a few more episodes, but I will not be uploading them anytime soon because I think they're not really relevant to what I'm going to do with the podcast from now on. So first of all, I want to thank everyone that listened to us. And if you really, really like Lada, I'm sure she will be pop up somewhere soon, maybe. I cannot tell you right now because I don't know all the details, but for sure you will hear from her soon. And if you did like the content we were providing, we did really appreciate that. But from now on, I think we are moving. I will be moving to something else a little bit. So, as I was saying, right now I'm doing this podcast alone, and I was thinking about maybe posting online if there is anyone that wants to do that with me, and we can share this podcast or whatever. Or I was thought about doing what I'm actually doing right now, which is just talking about it and let it roll out and figure out and see what will happen with that. So I'm not sure yet what I'm going to do. I will say that if there is anyone that is interested into joining as a co-host, it doesn't matter if you are a man, a lady boy, whatever, we can do this podcast together. I know I'm much better on providing content, when I'm doing, like, when I'm talking with someone else and not just by myself. And so, as I said, if anyone wants to do that with me, just send me an email to mythaiwifepod@gmail.com. It's mythaiwifepod@gmail.com. And we can see what we will do from that. Also, I want to thank Pattaya Down Under. I still don't know if I will be able to do the collaboration we talked about. Because right now I'm feeling that, as I said before, I cannot provide you guys with a good content just by myself because I don't think I'm interesting enough for that, you know? And I tried that before and I've seen the numbers and I know they're not so good. And, well, I think I will use this particular episode as a test, actually. I want to see what is going on with the numbers when I'm doing that alone. So right now I want to talk with you about something that is not, doesn't have anything to do, in my point of view, with Thailand or Pattaya or anything. I want to talk with you about, like, disappointment. When I started this podcast with my wife Sunari, I really thought it's going to take off quickly. And it did, actually. by the numbers, I know that people did really liked her and liked the interaction between us. And I thought, for me, I thought it was actually pretty great. But as I told you, she didn't want to continue with that. And I totally respect that. And she fully supported what I did with Lada. And she thought that it was interesting and gave me some few of her notes on what we should do and stuff like that. And that's great. And after, I try to convince her to come join me again, because I think there is nothing better than authentic content. Wow, I'm really difficult with that word. So, but I wasn't disappointed of her. I felt that even before the emails I got from you guys, I felt that I'm actually disappointing myself, because when I first let Lada come to the podcast, I thought it will help me focus on the subject that I did want to talk about, which is Thailand, Pattaya, mongering in general and stuff like that. But I'm an open person, and the conversation always drove us somewhere else, you know, and it is what it is, as they say. But I actually don't think we made like a bad content. Wow. But I do think that it was very, very specific, and it touched on very specific subject which aren't really relatable for the majority of our listeners. And you guys did stick to it, and you did kept on listening, and it was really great. And I know that inside you just hope we will talk about those subjects again. And I know I let you down, guys, and I hope, even if I still don't know what's going, I'm going to do with this podcast right now, I hope you guys are not disappointed with me too much, and you can forgive me for what I did. And right now, if I can find a new co-host or something like that, I'm still not sure what I'm going to do. But if I will find, I will quickly go back on doing what we did before, like at least a weekly episode. And of course, I still kept all the equipment that you guys helped us with. And I'm sorry, Jonathan. I know from your email that it really hurt you that you did help us to get a new microphone and everything for her, and it turned out that we just used it like 2 times, and then we decided to stop doing that and doing the podcast together. I mean, and I really don't know what to do. So I think there are several options. I can still talk about like what's going on in Pattaya right now, because I still have all my connections there, and I still read a lot online on what's going on, what is opening, what is closing, like any interesting stories that coming out from there. Yeah, I still get all that. But then it will make me just like a news podcast, and I don't really know if this is something that you would like to know, because there are like a lot of information about what's going on right now at each and every moment in Pattaya, and they are doing that, I think, much better than what I can do, because I don't have a feet on the ground right now. And also, right now I have some difficult situation with myself, that something that I'm going through, And because of that, I really cannot afford right now to go to Thailand and to do, like, maybe try to locate someone to do that with me, or to find, like, any good ideas for that. Wow, it's really difficult for me to talking about that, because I really hoped, like, I was sure that I can do the podcast, and I was sure that it's going to take off. And things sometimes just don't work out as you want. And, you know, when I started, like, some of my closest people thought that this is just a waste of time, you know? It's just like, why are you doing that? For what? You're just wasting your money on the basic equipment that I bought. And, like, that no one will listen to it. And I know there are certain things that I'm good at, and certain things that I'm not good at. And I know that I can be an entertaining person, but I do need a partner for that. And alone, it's kind of difficult for me, because I always stuck in my own thoughts, as I'm sure many of you guys can relate to. And I don't really know what to do. Like, you know, some people can do very good on their own, on anything. Like, if it's about business and about school and about whatever they do, they can do alone. But I'm not that type of guy. I always work very well in duos. So, like, in teams, you know. Sorry. And because of that, I'm feeling a bit down that I cannot do that. But one thing I promise you guys, and again, this is going for all of you that sent me an email and contacted me. Sorry. Yeah, you do deserve an update. And I'm sorry for not letting you know what's going on. I was actually embarrassed to tell you that right now. Like, what can I say? Oh, yeah, now I'm doing that alone and I'm fucking bad at it. And please keep on listening. Come on. You know, in my eyes, it was like, I was devastated. Not because of Lada and that she decided to not continue doing that. And I was devastated because I know I'm not capable of... Sorry, one second. Capable of doing it on my own. At least I think I'm not. And I know I'm repeating myself, but that's a really difficult subject for me to talk about. And as I tell you, because of some personal stuff that I'm going through right now, I won't say in a bad situation, because I'm not, but, like, mentally I'm a little bit down. And to be honest, I just miss Pattaya. Like, when you're there, you know, it's always, like, refilling the batteries and giving me at least power to move on and to remember that there are some places that are really, really, really fun to be in and not stuck in wherever you are in your life. Like, yeah, I cannot afford to move there right now, but it doesn't mean that we won't do that in the future, me and Sunari. Not especially to Pattaya, but still. Not so far away from there. And I will see what will happen with that. And I am missing there. I really miss my friends over there. You know who you are. And I'm missing the general environment. As you know, right now in my own country, everything is very weird, you know? Because from one side, yeah, all the war that is going on and people on both sides that die every day. I'm not talking about that terrorist group that I don't want even to name, but I'm talking about innocent people that dies every day, and it's making me sad, and I really hope it would stop. But as long as I remember myself, like, I was born in the first, in the same year of the first Intifada, so I know about that a little bit. And yeah, and when stuff like that happen, you just wish you were somewhere else. And right now I cannot. So anyway, guys, I feel like I'm like just mumbling around, so I will just stop now. I will try to give you an update as soon as I know what's going on. I hope it will be sooner than later. And yeah, again, if there is anyone that is interested in doing this podcast with me, or if you guys have any ideas what should I do from now on, please let me know. Just again, contact me in mythaiwifepod@gmail.com. It's mythaiwifepod@gmail.com. And thank you, everyone. Thank you for listening. And I promise you will hear from me very, very soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.